As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, December the 1st, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, always that, hard facts, certainly, and we might even advance workable solutions for you today with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a flurry of emails yesterday, and I thank you for those. And for those with without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out once again, always, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, all of our micro broadcasters and affiliate stations. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And, of course, our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome, and those numbers are posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Gold this morning breaks the $1,200 psychological barrier. Stocks higher on continuing dollar weakness and news from Dubai World. The Morgenthau Plan and World Federalist Institute with our guest, Vicki Davis. That'll be the primary topic of today's broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, December the 1st, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago. Gold was trading up $13.40 at $1,192.30 an ounce. Bloomberg shows it up $11.50 at $1,193.80. You pick your number. Silver was up 27 cents. Trading at $18.74 on its way to 19. Platinum up $16 an ounce at $1,469. Palladium up 14 at $378 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,162.80 for a low, $1,199.80 for a high. So things are looking pretty cheerful in the gold market. At $1,192.30, your gold is up $424.10 year-to-year for a 55.21% annual return on your investment in Aurum, the precious metal gold. London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the price this morning at $1,193.50. We're right there now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 35 yesterday, 10,345. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 2145, and the S&P was up 4 at 1,096. Pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break and begin hour number one. Nice to have you with us. Stay around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 1st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's dive back in and close out this market report for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $13.40 an ounce at $1,192.30. Silver was up 27 at 1874, platinum up 16 at 1469, and palladium up 14 as well at $378 an ounce. We find that in the futures market here. Let's see if I can find it. There we go. Gold futures for February delivery advanced as much as $18.20 or 1.5% to $1,200.50 an ounce on the New York Mercantile Exchange's COMEX division. Gold for immediate delivery climbed $1,540 or 1.3% to $1,195 an ounce as of 10 o'clock a.m. in London. Among the other precious metals, silver climbed as well to $1,875. Platinum rose to $1,471, and palladium jumped as much as 4.2% this morning to $381.25 an ounce, the highest price compared with the intraday prices since July the 31st. Let's go back in and finish out the rest of this. Again, the Dow was up 35 at 10,3345. The NASDAQ was up 6 at 21,45. The S&P was up 4 at 1,096. And the crude oil up 83 cents. It's going to cost you more at the pump, I can guarantee that. $78.11 for a 42. 52-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies traded on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, the USDX declines another 29 basis points, trades at 74.51. In the Forex, the foreign exchange market, the Canadian dollar moves up 116 basis points, still trades at 96 cents U.S., the Mexican peso up 56 points at 8 cents U.S., the euro up 60 at $1.51, breaking that $1.50 mark. The British pound up 0.79% or 79 basis points, trades at $1.66, and that Swiss franc stands strong just above where it needs to be for parity. It moves up 47 basis points and equals $1 U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bonds continue to go down. It's 0.66% today. They're just giving it away. The 10-year runs at 3.23%, and the 30, the yield there is 4.23%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage continues to go back down the other way, reversing the trend that it had started a couple of weeks ago, down from 4.60 a month ago, now at 4.44%. Of course, you're going to have to figure your points in and other things on top of that, origination fees to get your mortgage. The 30-year mortgage is running at 4.93, down from 5.16% a month ago. Now, we're going to be joined here in a moment by Vicki Davis. I want to give you the website once again for Vicki's website. It's www.channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of Vicki's website, she's posted some material for today's broadcast, including an 8-part series, a video lecture that was given by G. Edward Griffin back in 1968. I watched the first part this morning, and it was really fascinating. Vicki, I want to thank you for posting that. That gives a lot of the people that are fans of G. Edward Griffin, those that have read The Creature from Jekyll Island, a little bit of an insight into just what was happening in the pre-1970s period, and it certainly gives us a better understanding of just how long Ed Griffin has been in this struggle. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Yeah, that video is stunning in terms of his understanding of what was going on. And everything that he says back then, you can see the implementation of today. I mean, it's obvious, you know, what he said was true. And, back then I just had no idea of any of this, none of it.
Well, a lot of what the way that he started out in that part one video, and again, folks, this is posted on Vicki's website. It's on the Become Vocal Local link. Just click on that on the homepage, and you'll come right up and see the list. But where he started was when he was in college. He was introduced to this idea of the grand design and the idea that communism and capitalism were in a situation where in the advent of the bomb, that old bomb, the fat boy and his little brother, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, in a post-Nagasaki world, that the playing field had been leveled to the standpoint that the United States capitalism, the West, individualism, wouldn't be able to triumph over collectivism if collectivism had possession of the bomb. And so we changed the way that we deal with the communist threat, if you will, to a point of not just endorsement, but as he lays out very carefully in this grand design that was exposed to in school, that basically we're not only to feed the beast, we're to pet the beast, we're to house the beast, and then we should become the beast.
Yeah, that part of it was really stunning because you could see the way you described it, the way you laid it out. You could see that them building the ideology that leads to the conclusion that we must acquiesce. We must give in to these people and rather than confront and challenge. And it's in that compromising that has led us to the point where we are now, which is on the verge of losing our sovereignty and them winning, you know, with a global communist totalitarian system.
Well, the idea of appeasement is certainly not new, and I just really enjoyed Ed's presentation and his presentation skills, which continue to this very day. He was at the he was down in Oklahoma City for the Freedom 21 conference, and I believe was the keynote speaker. And where he ordinarily gives his standard Creature from Jekyll Island talk, he deviated from that a little bit and kind of gave the Creature from Jekyll Island talk part two, which I was able to catch on the internet. I didn't travel. I was invited to attend that conference this year, but I didn't go, largely because of the complications of running the broadcast 5 days a week. But anyway, in all of that, let's go into something we've been basically just dancing around, been aware of it, had it on the plate for discussion each day for the last couple of weeks, really. But let's go into this idea, this ghost of Morgenthau, because I think it's going to set up the rest of this material very well. Where on the website again, the ghost of Morgenthau haunts our house. Vicki writes this, folks: the United States must have surrendered after World War II ended. The reason I say that is because the Morgenthau plan for post-World War II Germany is being implemented in our country, and certainly we've talked about that here on this broadcast in the past. But it began visibly in the 1960s, and it has been proceeding incrementally ever since, accelerating after the September 11th, 2001, and I say live burning sacrifice visited on New York City. It is this writer's opinion, in other words, Vicki's opinion, that it actually began with the decision to implement the Marshall Plan in 1947. And that's where we're going to pick it up right after this first break in this portion of the broadcast anyway. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Do stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned, and folks, if you check your state constitutions, as I have, you might find that right after World War II, or World War I, Part B, right after World War II, many of the state constitutions all across America were rewritten in this method of reorganizing our government in the post-bankruptcy period, and certainly in the post-worldwide war period. This reorganization was similar to the reorganization that was underway in Europe and Asia as we rewrote the map of the globe and reestablished government in a new shadow-like system run by the State Department and under the Administration Act as well. So with that, let's pick it up and talk a little bit about the Morgenthau Plan. And folks, as you listen along this morning, just think about the United States. Now, some 50 years after this plan was initiated.
Yeah, after how it all started was that, of course, after World War II, the countries of Europe were devastated, and the victors in the war, that would be Great Britain, the United States, and the Soviet Union, all got together and, you know, trying to figure out what to do with Germany. They came up with this Morgenthau plan, and the idea of the plan was to deindustrialize Germany so that Germany could never rise again to become a threat to any of the other European states. But, you know, as I study this stuff over time, it changes my whole perspective on history. And I'm not sure that Germany wasn't the victim, actually, rather than the aggressor.
Well, it really, as I've studied it as well, Vicki, I came away with the same idea, is that as Germany started to rise up as an industrial power, and they got access to the sea, and they began to build their fleets and things like that, they were cleaning the clock of Anglo-America, let's say. They were certainly impacting England in a major way. They were outperforming them in their merchant marine, and they were outperforming them in their ability to manufacture. Their science and technology was just running away from the rest of the world at a very rapid rate, no doubt about that. But they still were in a bind for mineral wealth, the mineral resources. They were in a bind for foodstuffs and things like that. They had enough population and they had enough industry to be a world power, but they didn't have the food resources that they needed to feed their people, and they didn't have some of the other things like abundance of petroleum products and things like that. So they were very resourceful in what they were doing. They were moving and grooving. Nobody can doubt that the addition of Adolf Hitler, if you will, and the National Socialist movement was a left turn where it needn't have gone. But they were looking at the rising specter of communism, and they were looking at the ascendancy of Mother Russia. And they were looking at all of that land over there, and they were thinking, we could probably use a little bit of this. And just like the United States, with bases all over the world, and looking at the history of England and the history of France and others, with all of their various and sundry mandates around the world, in Africa and in the Asia or the Near East, they emulated much of what was happening in the other of the black nobility, and for that they got their hands slapped. But here you write, stated in the simplest terms, the objective of the Morgenthau Plan was to deindustrialize Germany and diminish its people to a pastoral existence once the war was won. Can you imagine, folks, that they Global East may have an idea to deindustrialize the United States of America and diminish our people to a pastoral existence.
Yeah, it's impossible to miss the parallels, isn't it? When you consider that this whole cap and trade thing to reduce energy, make the cost go up, which is really squeezing off the life's blood for the economy. You know, no energy, no economy.
And penalization for all of the prior progress that has been made in our use of resources over these past 100 years. We've talked about the rewilding of America, the idea of going back to having more of a feudal system. And again, pastoralism is just the right term. You've got those that are agrarian. You've got those that are pastoral. In other words, pastoral means that you're husbanding animals. Agrarian is a strong agricultural base. They don't even want us to have a strong agricultural base. We'll just be goat herders out there on these little fields and stuff like that, or just raising the hunting animals. The animals to be going, like when they rewilded Scotland, the Highlands, Scottish Highlands. They drove all the people out of the Highlands down into Manchester to Lanark and into the hands of Robert Owen and the rising industrial revolution. But all of that land was turned back into hunting preserves for the crown. And you can imagine we could be going towards that right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, they already have the private hunting reserves, you know, that are owned by wealthy people. They can buy an animal, you know, which is really kind of a chicken shit way of hunting. That's not hunting, you know. That's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Well, it is. I lived for about 12 of the 14 years or so that I lived on my little farm right next door to J.B. Hunt, the trucking empire fellow. And he had set up a farm there, a ranch there. It's called the Bighorn Lodge. And what they did was they raised in captivity elk. And this is in southwest Missouri, folks. And an elk in southwest Missouri is a miserable creature because it's way too hot for elk. But anyway, they would raise these elk up, and then they would bring in hunters from all over on a pay-to-hunt job. And it was just kind of a joke amongst those of us that lived near them, where basically they drive around in ATVs and things like that and pick out the one they want to kill. And then the next morning they put on all of their hunting clothes and stuff like that. And somebody goes out there and puts a collar and a leash on the animal that they want to destroy. And he stands there in the field until everybody gets in position, and then they just drop the leash and let him shoot it, you know. It's grotesque beyond belief. It's certainly not hunting in my book, and I would say that it is most cowardly way to hunt that I've ever seen. It defies logic for sure. And then they were always dealing with the problem there on the Bighorn Ranch of having all of this excess meat to get rid of, because really the hunters came on an aircraft and all they really wanted was either the horns, a little bit of a cape so that they could mount it, and maybe a few little bit of backstrap and some hump meat, and that was about all they really wanted out of it. And so there was a tremendous amount of waste associated with it as well. But that's the way it goes in the feudal America. Going into this a little further, it says anyone who studies the Morgenthau Diaries can hardly fail to be deeply impressed by the tremendous power which accumulated in the grasping hands of Dr. Harry Dexter White, who in 1953 was identified by J. Edgar Hoover as a Soviet agent. Many of you have read The Unseen Hand by, what's his name? It skips me right at the moment. But The Unseen Hand, a really great book, one of the early ones that I studied. You'll find out all about this old Harry Dexter White. Dropping down a little further in this, he and his colleagues had Secretary Morgenthau's complete approval in the formulation of a blueprint for the permanent elimination of Germany as world power. The benefits which might accrue to the Soviet Union as a result of such treasury planning was incalculable. Click it up right there on the other side, folks, and be right back.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, visiting as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. On the homepage of her website, she's got included a Become Vocal Local link. If you'll click on that link, listeners, you'll be able to go right into the pages, the material that we have open for today's discussion. And as we were going into the break, I mentioned The Unseen Hand, an introduction to the conspiratorial view of history by Ralph Epperson here on my, now open on my desk. But we find a little bit more about this Mr. Dexter White here, Harry, good old Harry, Harry the Communist, the card-carrying Soviet agent. But this is what Ralph Epperson writes. And if you haven't gotten a copy of this book in your library, folks, you're missing a very vital link in all of this. I've read other works by Ralph Epperson, and I would have to say that by comparison, they don't compare. This is definitely his best work, and it's one that I value. I've interviewed him live on air before. But anyway, notice that Mr. White broke the law. Well, I should start it up a little bit further. We're talking about Chiang Kai-shek at this time, and it was aid to Russia's military forces had higher priority than America's fighting forces in the Pacific, and Chiang Kai-shek never received more than 5% of America's war material during the course of the war. Ralph writes this, Chiang, desperate for assistance, arranged for a loan of $250 million in gold from the United States to stabilize his money. The man in charge of delivering the gold to China was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury Harry Dexter White, a Soviet agent and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Over a period of 3.5 years, White shipped only $27 million of the $250 million that had been promised to Chiang. Notice that Mr. White broke the law by not delivering the aid that Congress had voted, but the story does not end there. Here's another quote. In 1945, Congress voted a second loan, this one $500 million, but not one cent of this ever reached China again. Soviet agent Harry Dexter White was the culprit. China's currency collapsed. Well, things go around. Chickens come home to roost. Maybe they're getting the gold they need now, and perhaps it'll be our economy that collapses next. Vicki?
Yeah, this guy, Harry Dexter White, he was one bad guy. He was like second or third in the department, and that's a pattern that I've noticed, is that the face that you see that they present to you is not really the person who has the power. You've got to look, you know, one or two levels down, and that's where the real power of government is. That's where the hidden hand is.
Well, if you look over the usurper's shoulder almost all the time in photographs, folks, you'll see standing back or off of his left shoulder, I love Israel, Emmanuel. And we need to understand that, because you're exactly right. I call it the Joseph principle. Ever since the time of Joseph in Egypt, we've always had these grand viziers that stand behind the Pharaoh. They're always just in the shadows or just behind the curtain. The experts say, the man familiar with the matter said, but they're not the ones that are out in front. The Josephs never want to be out in front. They don't want to be part of the elective group. They want to be part of the appointive group, because they don't have to take the heat typically in press. And then, just like Heinrich the Boer, Kissinger, or any so many of the other names that we could use, they just keep coming back. It's like your Robert Zoellick. They're just a bad penny. You can't seem to shake them. And Harry Dexter White was certainly one of those.
Yeah. And, okay, now going back to this article, it says that the hidden motive behind the Morgenthau plan was unmasked in a syndicated column in New York Herald Tribune in September 1946, more than a year after the collapse of the Germans. The real goal of the proposed condemnation of all of Germany to a permanent diet of potatoes was the communization of the defeated nation. And so that's what Harry Dexter White's plan was. It's called the Morgenthau plan, but it was really Harry Dexter White that wrote it, that put it together.
Well, we can even understand, you know, they were moving in that direction partly, but when I read the writings, it's not really of Adolf Hitler. I think he only wrote the first few pages, but when he wrote Mein Kampf, it was co-authored. But what he was railing against there was this destructive force that he saw rising up that was destroying not only the culture, the tongue, the tribe, the creed of the people of the Germany and Austria. Of course, he was Austrian. But it was such that it was like a cancer gnawing away. And so some of the things that he did was he picked a little from here and a little from there and a little from here and a little from there, and then he threw it in everybody's face. And so you can see today the downside of communization of Germany, where you have the social democrats, the democratic socialists, the Christian social democrats, and the democratic Christian socialists, all of this multi-party system. But no matter how you slice it or dice it, it's all these watermelon green communists, green on the outside, red on the inside.
Yeah, well, and the same thing with the United States. The two-party system that we have is a farce. But what you have to do, you have to strip away the marketing, the wrapping on the package, and just study the ideas. It's the ideas you have to look at. And you can see then that the left and the right are it's a false. There really is only one political party in the United States. And all you're voting for is the puppet face in front.
Well, I think as we get more into this morning's broadcast and we look at the World Federalist Group, we're going to start to understand just what is that one-party system that has multi-party faces, and it depends whether which country you're really in as to what face you might be seeing. But as I've said so many times on this broadcast, the abolition of the established two-party political system is an absolute must. It is as close to the disease as we could possibly get, because it falsely divides the people on this specious left-right paradigm, where actually It's just simply as easy as was said by Carol Quigley in his Tragedy and Hope. It gives the people the false impression that they can vote the rascals out. And so we vote out the Dems and we bring in the R's and then back to the it's left, right. It's marching our way into slavery, basically. But the more the Morgenthau plan again here, the suggested post-surrender program for Germany has numerous points. We'll just go through a few of those. But the first and foremost was the demilitarization of Germany. And if you've ever seen the sculpture, folks, with the handgun, with the tied knot barrel, this is the idea of the demilitarization of the entire planet. People that have property and a people that have arms are exceedingly difficult to conquest. So you've got to disarm the people in order to make that happen. And so it goes on here and it says it should be the aim of the Allied forces to accomplish the complete demilitarization of Germany in the shortest possible period after the time of surrender. This means completely disarming the German army and people, including the removal and the destruction of all war materials. And not only did that just, you know, all handguns and rifles. No. It's all of the armament. It was all of their ability to defend themselves. And so we just basically left the German people, our own heritage largely, naked, desperate, and subject to this new world federalist idea.
Yeah. Well, and, every time we say Germany, you know, as we're talking about Germany, substitute the United States, because that's the idea that I was trying to bring forth, is that the what's actually being implemented in the United States is the Morgenthau Plan. And it parallels it just, you know, right straight down the line.
Well, I don't remember whether it was at Tiananmen Square or where it happened, but I do remember seeing what you might consider to be a very patriotic person, a person who had just, you know, had enough of it and wasn't willing to take any more of it, just standing there in front of a tank, and the tank just ran right over the top of him. But you disarm people, no matter, and you're right. We can think of demilitarization and disarmament, you know, even here in the United States. But you disarm people, and they have no ability to resist. Our founders were intelligent enough to understand that. That's why we have the amendment. It has nothing to do with the NRA or the Gun Owners of America idea of handguns and rifles, nothing like that. The idea of the right of the people to keep and bear arms is the idea that whatever the prince can field against the people, we the people have every right and expectation to be able to field back in our own self-defense, taking away all of our explosives, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Explosives, BATFE, or whatever it's called, the idea of taking away any explosives, no cannons, no heavy arms, you know, at all. Handguns and rifles have always been understood as small arms, and even up until the 1960s, you could find that in any dictionary. And any encyclopedia would tell you that. But today, we think of the right to keep and bear arms is that every Jew gets a 22 and every Irishman a 44 Magnum, and it couldn't be further from the truth than that.
Well, and what we have to do is to consider, we know that they're trying to take away our guns, and we have to consider that as an act of war against the American people if they ever pass the laws to disarm us. That's an act of war.
Absolutely. Open it in your face, folks. We'll be right back right after this break. Stay with us. Back in three.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And as a programming note, folks, tomorrow I will be interviewing Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan, MD, in regards to their book, They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency. You can visit their website today and overnight. It's www.newpeopleorder.com. Newpeopleorder.com. And I know it's going to be kind of amazing if I'm able to pull it off, but I have decided in my mind that I want to limit my own comments and questions as much as I possibly can to give them the opportunity in a full two-hour presentation to really lay out the grain and the ideas that they have in this book for this audience. So by all means, folks, if you're going to not be with us in the second hour or if you're going to drop off at the top of the hour, as some do, please be sure and come back tomorrow morning with questions, pens, and paper ready to go. This will be your opportunity to talk to these gentlemen. They may have found or unearthed the missing link. It's like the Lucy, if you will, for the evolutionists when they talk about the Federal Reserve as being a toxic currency. But other than that, let's go back now and rejoin again in this discussion about the Morgenthau Plan. We come to the next section. Again, you can find this on Vicky's website, channelingreality.com. And this is the idea of partitioning Germany. But go ahead and pick it up there, Vicky.
Well, there were a lot of interesting things that this is a really interesting time in history to study. And after they were implementing the Morgenthau Plan, and I guess the hardships in Germany were such that FDR sent former President Herbert Hoover over to Germany on a fact-finding mission. And Hoover came back with a report saying that the Morgenthau Plan can't be implemented unless we exterminate or move 25 million people out of Germany. That's the only way that the Morgenthau Plan for past pastoralization of Germany would work. And so that's when they came up with the Marshall Plan. And the Marshall Plan was to rebuild Germany. And to do that, they decided to go through, to use the State Department as the mechanism for guiding the rebuilding of Europe. And they established within the State Department the policy planning department that would coordinate with the United Nations for the strategic plans to rebuild Germany. And even beginning, you know, with the coal and steel agreement that was credited to a Frenchman, that idea, that was from the State Department as the way to begin the process of building a United States of Europe. And it took them, I don't know, the Lisbon Treaty will be the completion of that goal. But they did it through a process of regionalization.
And that's so important to understand, folks, because as they broke up all of this land, like I said earlier in the broadcast, they basically redrew the map of Europe one more time. And that map of Europe has changed over and over and over again for a long time. But nevertheless, this was another, and it was a major one. And they said these four things, that Poland should get the east part of Prussia, which doesn't go to the USSR, and the southern portion of Silesia, as indicated on the attached map, which was in Appendix A. France should get the Saar, and that's where all of the iron and the coal was, and the adjacent territories bounded by the Rhine and the Moselle. When France got that, folks, there was no way really for them to be able to build back in an Industrial Revolution time period, because without access to iron and abundance of coal, making things out of steel is just out of the question. They had to import everything from France, so that was a big bad stick. As indicated in Part 3, an international zone should be created containing the Ruhr and the surrounding industrial areas. And if we look at the southern United States border, or the, what do they call it, Maguiladora, that idea, there's an international zone being created. There's another one along with Canada and the United States. The remaining portion of Germany should be divided into two autonomous independent states. One, a South German state comprising of Bavaria, Württemberg, Baden, and some smaller areas. That would be the land of the Fuggers. We talked about them yesterday. A North German state comprising a large part of the old states of Prussia, Saxony, Thuringia, and several smaller states. Now, please, folks, can you imagine the outcry, the hue and cry among these people, just as we would be experiencing today if Russia or China or Brazil was coming into the United States saying, we're just going to have to break this country up. And unfortunately, we've been hearing from some of these so-called patriot people out there talking about how we should break up the United States or go back into this idea of secession. You know, that would just work right into their hands. But all of this idea of partitioning Germany, we see much of that happening in the United States through the various Federal Reserve banking system, the 13 banking banks that were set up. Every one of them has a district. The FEMA regions, they all have a special district. We've got all of the congressional districts, all of the senatorial Senate set up like that. Inside of the states, they're all district and organized. We've got regional councils of government or governance that are laying in here like you wouldn't believe all over this country. So much of what was begun then, we have affected here.
Right. And something that I forgot to mention in this documentation, this Ghost of Morgenthau Haunts Our House, what I did, I was trying to show the parallels. And so after each one of these initiatives in the Morgenthau Plan, I have a link underneath it that pertains to the implementation of that Morgenthau Plan step as it pertains to the United States. And in the case of partitioning of the United States, if you go back to 1983 and you look at the La Paz Agreement, it created an international zone, overlapping zone on the U.S.-Mexico border. And, you know, going forward, there are plans, which I don't have all of them in this, but there are plans to already break up the United States. There is the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, which includes Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, I believe, Montana or Wyoming. Several of the Canadian, British Columbia, the Yukon, and Alaska. That is a defined in law region. And there are several others around in the United States, but the Pacific Northwest Economic Region was the first one to be encoded in Idaho law, or in law, I should say, because it's encoded in Idaho law, our participation in it, but I'm sure that the other states that are participants in it are there by statute as well. So, yeah, they do have a plan to redefine the boundaries of the United States, the states, and another region is the Great Lakes region. And on my website, I do have a web page that I haven't included the link for in this that I should have, but it's called Regionalism is Dialectic Materialism, with the idea being that whatever your existing government structure is or your organizational structure, you get an agreement with a parallel structure, a parallel government or whatever, and then when you do that, when you make those kind of agreements, then the authority rises to a higher level.
So we can understand a little better when Nancy Pelosi and the others, you know, they Twitter up their sleeve about the Constitution and say, you must be kidding. It's really, we're almost like troglodytes or iconoclasts or something when we advance constitutional issues within this world federalist mentality. They have so far gone beyond any concentration or respect for that document that it really defies logic. Anyway, folks, we'll be back right on the other side of this top of the hour break. Stay with us. We'll be back in just 2 minutes, I believe.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 1st, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now beginning our second hour once again, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, visiting with Vicki Davis. Going through her website, she's posted some information on her site. It's channelingreality.com, and on the homepage of channelingreality.com, you'll find a Become Vocal Local link. You click on that, you'll open up some documents that we're referring to. The one we're looking at now is the Morgenthau Plan. Do click on that if you can. And at the bottom of each of these sections, you'll see how Vicki has produced information, provided information that you can use to see how this Morgenthau Plan for the reconstruction of Germany has been implemented in the United States. Here in this section 3, the Ruhr areas, the Ruhr surrounding industrial areas, as shown on the attached map, it's written here, including the Rhineland, the Kiel Canal, and all German territory north of the Kiel Canal. Here lies the heart of German industrial, boy, get my tongue going here. Here lies the heart of German industrial power, the cauldron of wars. This area should not only be stripped of all presently existing industries, but so weakened and controlled that it cannot in the foreseeable future become an industrial area. The following steps will accomplish this, and here's the first one. Within a short period, if possible, not longer than 6 months after the cessation of hostilities, all industrial plants and equipment not destroyed by military action shall either be completely dismantled and removed from the area or completely destroyed. All equipment shall be removed from the mines, and the mines shall be thoroughly wrecked. What's happening in America today? I noticed on the internet this morning, doing my news gathering, if you will, that China is going to pick up Saab from GM. Of course, GM is just government motors today. How much of our industrial plants and equipment have been destroyed and or removed completely and sent elsewhere? How much of our ability to rebound at a time like this in financial upheaval, how much of this has been thoroughly or completely destroyed? How many of our mines are still available so that we can produce coal and iron once again? I don't know.
In Pennsylvania, there's a permanent underground fire. Somebody set fire to a mine. They said it was garbage that was set on fire, which is just total baloney. But underground in Pennsylvania, there are coal mines on fire. And I don't know if you remember that the last mine cave-in, there have been several mine cave-ins.
Yes.
And on one of those cave-ins, it was, I think, an act of terrorism. That was the case where they told those families that the miners were still alive. They got their hopes up, and it came out later that they knew those miners were dead. So somebody had pulled you can't call it a prank because it's too cruel and evil. But that was done intentionally.
Certainly, if we have fires in our coal mines here, it's reflective of what's going on in China and elsewhere around the world. The whole idea, again, is to all the equipment should be removed from the mines, and the mines shall be thoroughly wrecked. again, it just makes it impossible for people to rebound or to be vital at a time when they're being taken over. So it continues here. It says it is anticipated that the stripping of this area would be accomplished by three stages. One, the military forces immediately upon entry into the area shall destroy all plants and equipment which cannot be removed. Well, we'll have to pick it up right there after this break. Much more to come. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, digging into this Morgenthau plan. We've got much more on the plate as well. But as we continue here, we see also the removal of plants and equipment by members of the United Nations as restitution and reparation. You know, you only have to take out a factory like, let's say, ball bearing factories. Take away the ball bearings from an industrial society, and everything will grind rapidly to a halt. There are key pieces of equipment that can be taken out and shipped around the world that make it impossible, really, for a people to rebound and move forward again. But here again, it says all plants and equipment not removed within a stated period of time, say 6 months, will be completely destroyed or reduced to scrap and allocated to the United Nations. And we're going to talk about this, United Nations and their involvement in all of this as we go through this morning. But Vicki, you wanted to comment on the similitude between what's going on here and what's going on in our Rust Belt.
Right. And if you look at the quote, strategic economic plans of the United States since the 1980s, or actually since the 1960s when they began exporting manufacturing. They basically destroyed our states, the states that were engaged in manufacturing. And the promises were that it's okay if manufacturing is an old industry, and so we'll just export that to other countries that can do it better, the whole comparative advantage thing. And what we'll be engaged in is the new businesses, the information technology, the 21st century economy. But then they stuck us in the jugular by including trade and services in the trade agreements, and those jobs are leaving the country. And what you end up with is a pastoral state implementation of the Morgenthau Plan in the United States, and I cannot stress this enough. We have to call them on these trade agreements. We have to stop participation in these international agreements and rebuild our economy.
Well, we certainly had about 60 years, folks, to right the vessel, if you will, our ship of state, and put it on the correct course and chart a new heading. We've not done that. And because we've gone so far down this path that these kinds of remedial actions are the window of opportunity is in many cases closed. But we can see the idea, the mindset, just this absolute disdain for human existence here in this point 3B. It says all people within the area should be made to understand that this area, their industrial section, will not again be allowed to become an industrial area. Accordingly, all people and their families within the area, having special skills or technical training, should be encouraged to migrate permanently from the area and should be as widely dispersed as possible. Could you just hear it, folks, coming down your street, some loudspeaker vehicle telling you that if you have any specialized skills or knowledge, that you should concentrate your attention on migrating permanently from the area and be as widely dispersed as possible? What kind of diabolical insanity is this?
Didn't they want to bulldoze Cleveland?
Absolutely.
And the propaganda, don't you hear all the time? These jobs are never coming back. They're never coming back. Well,
it's going to take entrepreneurial spirit to get them back, but at the same time, again, we're fighting this colossus, this established two-party political system. They stand between where we are today and where we need to go tomorrow. The United Nations didn't just create itself; it was created by Congress. The Federal Reserve banking system didn't create itself; it got its blessings through Congress and the President. The income tax, all of this stuff, all of the wars of aggression, all of the appropriations that have been able to bring all of this together. You can go back to one source and look at it, and that's these established two-party political systems, these fictitious corporations that keep we the people falsely divided. But you're right, Vicky. The propaganda machine's running 24/7. You can't rebuild out of something like this if you have no industry. So it means that we need to become more industrious ourselves, if it is even possible to do so. Continuing, then it says the area should be made an international zone, to be governed by an international security organization, to be established by the United Nations. In governing the area, the international organization should be guided by policies designed to further the above stated objectives. So, I mean, don't look for relief from it, folks. It's not going to be relief. It's just going to be a continuation of that jackboot grinding on your throats.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing that we have to do, is that we have to understand what's being done, and we have to stand up toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, with the people that are doing this, and we have to let them know that we know what they're doing, we know who they are, and they're not going to get away with it.
Well, that's the case. I mean, this is one of the reasons why I really strongly advocate, when people consider becoming vocal local in their areas, that they start databasing, just to understand, folks. The other side, if you will, the federalists, the globalists, they make great hay on this idea of keeping statistics and documents on everybody. And we need to be doing the same thing because we need to know who the wire pullers are right where we are and identify those people because those are the ones that need to be either replaced from office or incarcerated for crimes of treason against all of the people of the United States and humanity as this agenda is advanced. But then it goes further. It talks about restitution and reparation, and this is a large part of what I see inside of the Copenhagen COP 15 conference, this idea of restitution and reparation. Reparations in the form of recurrent payments and deliveries should not be demanded. Restitution and reparation shall be affected by the transfer of existing German resources and territories. E.g., A, restitution of property looted by the Germans in territories occupied by them. What property will be asked of the American people? What will be restored to whom? In this idea of looting, all of this looting that we've done in Iraq and Afghanistan, all the looting that we've done in South America and elsewhere around the world. Here's another one. By transfer of German territory and German private rights in industrial property situated in such territory to invaded countries and international organizations under the program of partition. How much of our land will be given away? Will we give away the Mississippi River Valley? Will we give away the Arkansas River Valley? How many of our watersheds are going to be given away as reparations to these developing countries, if you will? And then it says by the removal and distribution among devastated countries of industrial plants and equipment situated within the international zone and the North and South German states delimited in the section on partitions. Well, so much more, and by forced German labor outside of Germany. Why, it just gets worse.
Yeah, well, and boy, you know, I wish there was some way to do the Vulcan mind meld with people. So because I see the parallels so clearly, and each step in this Morgenthau plan, I can tell you the system, and I know, you know, the border, everything that they've done, I know, you know, and I've documented it, and everybody needs to know this. They need to understand that this is an administrative coup d'etat. These people didn't challenge us on the battlefield. They challenged us at the administrative level, and the newspapers, the mainstream media, they all participated to keep it quiet, just like that quote that Rockefeller said. I can't give it to you exactly, but he thanked them for keeping it all quiet.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this break, folks. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90%. 25% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And, of course, no plan for the takeover of people would be competent without introducing education and propaganda if we don't control the minds of the masses. Certainly that was the intent of the Information and Control Division set up by Bertram Schaffner and the other sociologists that went over to study the German people to break the spirit of authoritarianism out of their land. And we find here in this Morgenthau plan, here 5A, that all schools and universities will be closed until an allied commission of education has formulated an effective reorganization program. In the news over the weekend, came across articles that had to do with some schools that are now changing their tune, changing their agenda once again, mandating certain belief systems among the professors. Of course, that harkens back to the free speech movement, which drove a lot of the intelligentsia out of teaching at that time. Now it's visiting us again. But here in Germany, it's contemplated that it may require a considerable period of time before any institutions of higher education are reopened. Meanwhile, the education of German students in foreign universities will not be prohibited. In other words, they can leave the country. The whole idea was to get rid of 250 million people or whatever. Elementary schools will be reopened as quickly as appropriate. Teachers and textbooks are available. In other words, I can't do much for the seniors this year. I can't do much for those of you out there that are juniors in high school. But boy, I'll tell you what. You let me have the children in kindergarten and pre-kindergarten, and we'll raise up constitutionally minded people, moral, ethical people in 12 years or less. But they knew that. I know it as well. Here, B, all German radio stations and newspapers, magazines, weeklies, etc., shall be discontinued until adequate controls are established and an appropriate program formulated. Here in the news this morning off Bloomberg, I don't have the article in front of me, but there's another takeover going on. I think it has to do with Viacom, Comcast, and the others. Go up on Bloomberg.com, listeners, and scroll for the article. It's in the exclusives near the top of the page. But this is exactly what has happened in this country, where we have Communist Broadcasting A and Communist Broadcasting B and none others. Vicki?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the only difference between Germany and our country is that Germany was post-war, and so a lot of their schools were destroyed. But in this country, they've been implementing these changes on the fly. And the whole redesign of education, we've talked about that before, to move away from liberal arts type education and real history and all of that towards training for skills. And on my website, I have a see under the section for Debbie Niwa, I have a document called the Polytechnical Education A-Step. And this is the plan that they've been implementing, which is the transition of the schools to a system of vocational training. Not just vocational training, but mostly social training to this new communist system. I mean, you know, bottom line, it's communist system.
Well, it certainly has the has all of the overtones of the plan that was laid out by Auguste Comte, the whole idea of sociology. We've talked about this economic interpretation of history, Marxian philosophy, the idea of being able to go in at the very basal level and create the society that you want, putting the people in the society into that verbal petri dish, slipping them under the microscope and making them the focus of study. Certainly all that was happening here in Germany and is happening in elsewhere, especially in Iraq, Afghanistan, all of the places that we've been. What do we do first? We go in, we knock out all of the intelligentsia. They did it as well in Soviet Russia after the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks got in and worked their disasters over there. It's the same process. So much of the Goss plan has just been revisited from one country to the next in this last 100 years. But here we have the next section, the political decentralization. Then I want to move on into this World Federalist Institute. But the political decentralization, the military administration in Germany in the initial period should be carried out with a view toward the eventual partitioning of Germany into three states. To facilitate partitioning and to assure its permanence in the military authorities should be guided by the following principles. Number one, dismiss all policy-making officials of the Reich government and deal primarily with local governments. Remember, as we say, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. We need to learn how to recognize the guile of the change agents when they come to town, and we just simply say no. We can block globalism as it's coming in before it gets lodged in code and ordinances and in statutes. We need to say no as it comes in because it's always from global to local, and then encourage the establishment of state governments in each of the states corresponding to the 18 states into which Germany is presently divided, and in addition make the Prussian provinces separate states. So this whole idea of repartitioning the FEMA zones and all of the rest of that, it's all on us, it's all at us, it's the regional councils of government and these various economic zones that are all over us today. But in part of this, to understand it better and certainly to lead down towards finally where we can get to G. Edward Griffin, we won't be able to play the clip, folks. It's an 8-part series. I do hope that you'll take the time, if you can and when you can, to listen to it and watch it. You'll see a much younger man. He had it right then. I think he has it right today, largely. But here, the World Federalist Institute, it goes this way. The philosophical underpinnings of federalism, you know, this is the home of this philosophical radicalism. We talk about all of these philosophically radical topics on this broadcast. Philosophical underpinnings of federalism. It's an ism. Recognize that. Look it up in your encyclopedias. Find out what federalism is in your own research. But in the 17th century, Thomas Hobbes also spoke of anarchy. He famously stated in Leviathan, in man's natural state, life is solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. The social contract is formed to counter this state, to provide peace and defense of the people. John Locke, another 17th century English philosopher, was also a proponent of social contract theory. Locke said that government was only legitimate with the consent of the people through a social contract. The people willingly give the government control to judge and execute laws and execute punishment and exact punishment in return for the government's protection of their natural rights of life, liberty, and estate or property. If the people's consent is withdrawn, citizens have a right to rebellion. Sovereignty lies in the people. And here the third, and these are important. Thomas Hobbes, I've shared with you from his Leviathan in the past. John Locke, always we speak of that. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That was a twist by the Rosicrucians, Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. But here, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, this guy was a real Fruit Loop, but Jean-Jacques Rousseau published The Social Contract, in which he outlined the basis for a legitimate political order. Rousseau also argued the sovereignty lies in the people. However, He did not believe in a representative assembly. Rather, he thought the people should make the laws directly. For Rousseau, the social contract was between man and his fellow men rather than between man and his government. So we can see here that sovereignty is supreme power, especially over a body politic. It's controlling influence, and it is also freedom from external control. Popular sovereignty is the doctrine that governments created by and subject to the will of the people. Thus Locke, Rousseau, their belief in the sovereign of the people, leans naturally toward democracy. Our founding fathers had studied the writings of these scholars, and their influence is apparent in our own government now. That's the opening on the World Federalist Institute. And so they always start with the cream cheese. They always start with the chocolate cream pie, and then they just seem to drift further and further and further away from these ideas. But under Thomas Hobbes, when he visualized a world without government as being nothing more than really all men at war against all men, he was an advocate of the state. He was a statist through and through, a Tory to be certain. John Locke, you could question him too. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, someone to study. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned, and there's so much philosophy that lays behind all of these various and sundry things, folks. People don't do things unless they're motivated by beliefs, and we've talked about faith and beliefs in the past. So these people that got this World Federalist Movement started back in 1947 had belief, they had faith. Not necessarily in the same kind of belief or faith that you had, when I have. They believe in world peace through world law. It's always peace through law, peace through law. You know, be careful when you champion for the rule of law. Make sure that you're at the table of writing those laws, because you don't know what might be included in the law, like the Patriot Act or something else, the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security. But before we continue further into that, Vicki, you had comments that you didn't quite get in before we went to the break.
Oh, well, it has to do with that education. I just would encourage people to click on that link for education that's under on the page of the Morgenthau Plan, because there's some really interesting history and that has to do with how they nationalized our school and how regionalism plays into it. So that's really important to look at that. But this World Federalist Association, I just kind of stumbled onto them when I was looking for something else. But here they are again. Goes back to 1947 when this organization was founded, and I think it was out of Asheville, North Carolina. But their world headquarters now is in San Francisco, and their whole philosophy is world federalism. And the reason how it ties into our government in a way that connected with my previous research is that Bill Clinton and Al Gore's reinvention of government was new federalism. And you'll see on my webpage, on the front page, I have a section called New Federalism. And that was written a number of years ago before I had a bigger picture. I just knew, something wrong with this picture, and so I did a section on it.
Well, we understand this from the standpoint of federalism, understand the idea of centralized planning, especially centralized economic and social planning. And in this case, it's world centralized planning economically and socially. And so from that standpoint, then we can understand that this organization, the World Federalist Movement, created in 1947 here, simultaneously with Alderhiss and the boys writing up and developing the United Nations after the failing attempt at the League of Nations. But they say that the World Federalist Movement has been dedicated to ensuring democratic global structures accountable to the citizens of the world, the division of international authority among separate agencies, and a separation of powers among judicial, executive, and parliamentary bodies. And so you go back and look at that sentence, you just need to dissect it. Because first of all, this whole idea of democracy, making the world safe for democracy, Woodrow Wilson, this whole idea of democracy has found its way into all textbooks in the post-1945 time period. Certainly, we've talked about that in the past as well, Vicki. But when you get the idea that these democratic global structures, what's democratic about a global structure? Without the Internet and prior to the Internet, we would have absolutely no way of even knowing what these critters are doing. We can scarce, dedicating every hour of my waking day, scarcely keep track of it. But global structures accountable to the citizens? Where's the accountability in this system? We always hear about responsibility, but there is no accountability. The division of international authority among separate agencies. Well, this is the idea of the administration through agencies. Agencies are not elective. Agencies are funded through the Congress horse that stand between where we are and where we need to be in the future. But the idea of agency, that's all done by policy. They just establish policy and regulations. This is the whole branch of administrative law, separate as it is from constitutional law or a common law, or what do they call it, stare decisis. So then a separation of powers among judicial, executive, and parliamentary bodies. Are you kidding? It's one and the same. You see. So what happens is that the executive in a central planning, a federalist planning system, there's no parliamentary body in the United Nations. It all power is centered in that dictator, and they're supported in all of the things that they do by these cadre of super social scientists. Look at all of the various agencies that have been set up, all the organs and bodies of the United Nations. So all of that's nonsense. You know it is. Only truly democratic and representative bodies can have legitimate authority over all levels of government. Authority over all levels of government. Only truly democratic. Well, democratic is socialist. Only socialist and representative bodies, here's what they're really saying. The World Federalist Movement is concerned with protecting the rights of every person on the planet. Of course, there isn't a person on the planet who has more rights than a rock. Under the Sustainable Development Agenda, animals have more rights than the people you write. You have the Declaration of Human Rights and preserving the environment for the global community. And that's really the core of the issue.
Well, it's just, you know, cutting through the propaganda with the whole agenda, it is so thick. I mean, you know, all we have to do is take a look at the international system today and say, how's it working out for us?
Exactly.
You know, and the whores in Washington, D.C., how much do they represent our interests? But you know what's something interesting that I found is that you really have to look at the ideas of people, because the World Federalist people, they want a world parliament and a pure democracy where everybody in the world gets to vote, you know, on everything. And there's a guy on the radio, the alternative media, who has a lot of really good information. But one of his things that he promotes all the time is that we need to get people to vote on what gets put into our water systems, you know, as a democracy as a whole, you know. And the thing is that when I look out over the population of the United States, I say to myself, do I want these people to be able to vote on what goes in my water?
How many votes is Pfizer going to get?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? But no, I do not want a democratic system, you know, where everybody gets to vote on everything. Thank you very much.
How many votes would we give to Alcoa Aluminum, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it goes from ridiculous to the absurd. There's from ridiculous to sublime or whatever. But it's truly almost an insane system until you look at how clever it is. Because this whole system has been set up with this glorious chocolate frosting, but it's really just it's a pie or a cake of turds below it when you look in. Be careful on the first bite. Yeah, that's exactly right. So now let's go into this a little bit further here, because I really want to lay this out just a bit. They also created an Institute for Global Policy. Remember about all of this, folks. It's such a simple concept, most people miss it. But pluralism is another one of these isms. It's another one of these philosophically radical ideas. Harold J. Lasky was one of the early guys in the modern period of pluralism. But the whole idea was to do end runs around constitutions, these horrible, pesky constitutions, these horrible documents that you just couldn't seem to get any leeway with at all. The whole idea of equity is getting something that's like buying an indulgence from the Pope. But the idea of pluralism is to create a absolute multitude of groups. And it was through all of this multitude of groups that started coming on back at the turn of the century that so many of these philosophically radical ideas from Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Stuart Mill and the others from England and the Fabians, the Beatrice and Sidney Webb and Lord and Lady Amberley, the parents of Bertrand Russell and Bertrand Russell himself, it was through this idea of pluralism that this actually came along. because we were able to get everybody from that had either a hangnail to a heart attack to create a group, and then they lobbied that group of platform. And you know, it's got to be free speech. You know, you've got to give them the right in the sun. They have their own little special interest group, and so you know they have a right to say as well. Well, as a result, you can see the hodgepodge that we've developed. We no longer have anything other than governance, and most of it's done by these NGOs, non-governmental organizations that have risen up now to the level of government, like the Sierra Club, the World Wildlife Fund, and some of the others that are powerful, Earth First, ICLEI, that whole agenda. So now we've got all of these little groups that are not little any longer, and they're the actual government of the planet.
Yeah, well, and that was the idea. And that's what the National Endowment for Democracy did, that was started in the 1980s, and I'll tell you more about it on the other side.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we have returned, certainly one of the fastest 2 hours on talk radio these days, but we're blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast so far. I want to remind you, dear listeners, that tomorrow, once again, I will be interviewing Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan, M.D. The book is They Own It All, Including You. They own it all, including you. Their website is newpeopleorder.com. Sure, check out that broadcast. I'm going to try and subdue my tongue, put a bridle on it, if you will, and let them tell their story. If their premise is correct, they have very important information to share, and I hope you will take the time to listen. And if you have questions or comments, don't hesitate to call in. That way maybe we can pick their brains a little bit. There's a lot on their mind, but I want to give them plenty of room and plenty of time to tell their story in a favorable light. And back to you, Vicki, as we were going in, you still had one more idea to advance. Let's pick it up there and close out today's broadcast.
Yeah, and it will show you the deception of these people. I was telling you about the National Endowment for Democracy that was started in the 1980s with the idea that this foundation would then fund other non-governmental organizations to promote democracy around the world. And they called, in their history section of that group, they called it the German system of Stufengen, which is that, and it was used to rebuild Germany apparently after World War II. But the idea that you would have these private groups, private sector groups, go into the communities to basically reculturalize them, or, you know, change the culture, change the thinking, get these people into line with the agenda.
Well, certainly if that's possible in one country, it could be possible in all countries. We need to understand that if you have the talent, if you have the tools, if you have the techniques to alter people's minds that they have no recollection of their history, their past, you get them broiled down into a state of shame, remorse, regret. Control their every days, their wakings, their goings, their sleepings, then you have a perfect captive population. And if we can create a system like that internationally, globally, then it makes it very, very easy for a small body of central global planners to run the world and have that new world order, the Institute for Global Policy. But, you know, we really have to check up from the neck up on these people, because are their plans and are their agendas the best course for man, or is it just the best course for them, Vicki?
And that's why you have to understand the ideology, because the new system of federalism that Clinton implemented, the new federalism, is that system. And what these groups are actually are Soviets. And that is really the heart of the communist system. It's not who owns the means of production. It's the system of governance through Soviets. And the communists were not the majority in the population over in the Soviet Union.
I know.
They were the minority, but they controlled the Stufengen, the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, the councils, committees, and so forth.
Well, all of the various experts that were extant after the takeover of those areas were brought into councils, if you will. They had the opportunity to be able to advance plans for better agricultural practice. We've all heard about this best practices. Because they were the engineers and they were the designers, or they were the entrepreneurs of the time, they were given a little bit of a limelight. But they were only given that limelight to the point where they could develop these workers' coalitions or Soviets, smaller breakups, that would then be able to eclipse even them. So everybody serves in a period of transition. Many people will accept this kind of servitude, thinking that they're going to get a piece of the pie. But as we saw over in Dubai over the weekend, when the Rothschilds and others decide that Dubai isn't going to be the financial center in the Golden Crescent, then that instead Abu Dhabi will have that privilege, they can cripple something like Dubai Ports World and bring them low to billions of dollars worth of debt, and just basically take away from one and hand to the other. It's always this redistribution of wealth and the handoff of power to the select few, the ones that go along to get along.
Right. And it's the circles of influence that you really have to watch out for. And the State of the World Forum that was in San Francisco that was headed up by Gorbachev, here's what he had to say about that. The core mission of the State of the World Forum is to establish an enabling environment and to serve as a secretariat for the gathering of leaders and citizens from around the world with a spectrum of disciplines to search together those new frameworks of values required for this new phase of human development. He goes on to say that a group of thoughtful and motivated individuals would gather in this manner is not unusual. Indeed, it replicates the very deeply human and historic response to crisis and change. Many of the earlier civilizations which have appeared in the 6,000 years of recorded history have largely created, have been created by groups of creative minorities or sapiential circles, a.k.a. communist cells, a.k.a. NGOs.
Well, yes, and families as well. You know, there's always the, you know, we used to read in the Bible about the mighty men of valor. You know, that goes back to the Archons, the Codrus, and other people like that, the Hittites. The mighty men of valor, those that had the long sword and learned how to fork a horse early in their lives, they basically just took over all of the agrarian. They were pastoralists, and they took over most of the agrarian peoples back at the time of Darius and earlier. So all of that figures into this system. We still have the same thing now. They used to have a knight in shining armor, and that was the big wig, you know, the lord of the manor. He came along with all of his serfs in his hands. Today we have, you know, the big tanks, and we've got aerial things, and we've got space-based weaponry. So whoever controls the biggest sword controls the whole pile. But the idea of breaking people up into these inner smaller groups, here's a kind of a close out of this particular page I'm looking at. It says on August the 17th of 1947, more than 300 participants representing 51 organizations and numerous observers gathered in Montreux, that would be Switzerland, for the opening of the first conference of the World Movement for World Federal Government. Max, what is it, Hobst, opened the meeting and declared that as Federalists they wanted a world government that will, quote, create the Parliament of Man, the Parliament of Man, in which the representatives of the people of the world will make world laws by majority vote. Mr. Habicht described the Covenant of the League of the Nations and the Charter of San Francisco as only steps on the path leading to a better organization, the world federal government, which alone can guarantee world peace. We fear that the United Nations efforts towards peace, like those of the League of Nations, may not be successful if the world is not willing to take this next step to world, what the heck? Hold on a second. There you go. to world federal government, he concluded, federalists in all countries of the world will try to make a contribution to this political evolution. We are here in Montreux to cooperate our activities and to make them more effective. So much in all of that, Vicki. I think that the audience will be able to work their way through the various links on this World Federalist Institute. You've got included a really good blog site that's got far more on that and lots of other links. So much to understand, but this is certainly more than just an end the Fed rally. This is certainly much more than just going up and supporting Ron Paul in St. Paul. This is a much bigger program that we're dealing with, folks, and we need to wrap around our minds around this idea that as globalism transitions from global to local, we absolutely must become vocal local. We have got to block this right where we are. We do the things that what we can, where we can, and as much as we can, but most importantly, we need to do this now. We are beyond the 12th hour. We're past the threshold. We're past the narthex. We've gone all the way through the cathedral, and we're on our knees in front of the altar, and if we don't do something now, this system will rule the planet, and we will never be free. I don't know any way in this IT modern, you know, space platform war thing, I don't know any way where the old 50 caliber black powder musket and the morning bench and the three-cornered hat is going to have any sway on this. This is going to take every one of us. It's going to take you. It's going to take me. I thank you, Vicki, for joining us today. Thanks for listening, audience. And until tomorrow, with our special guests, Robert Rowan and Ronald McDonald, good day.
taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.